are you going to get there? How many prospects will it take? Have you done your prospect list? How many people do you need to talk to on a daily basis? How many team members do you need to help? Maybe they need a car. Maybe they need an extra $300, $400 a month. Let go of the fears. I had to let go of the fears. Do not make excuses for fear. You'll always miss 100% of the shots if you don't take them. You must let go of your
fears.
We all have them. But I always like to put things in perspective.
I said, okay, Max, you have one life to live. What are you waiting for?
Who are you waiting that's going to come and save you and give you everything that you want? Who are you waiting on? So because of that, no matter if it was foreclosures, bankruptcies, abuse, gaining weight, losing weight, gaining weight again, none of those things define me. None of them. And they should not define you too. Now, what makes a good leader? Good leaders attract people to them, and good leaders develop what?
Trust.
Among their prospects. Good leaders are magnetic. But how are you going to become magnetic? How will you become magnetic if you're not doing the work? You got to be true to yourself. Now, leadership is leadership. Control is not leadership. Management is not leadership. Leadership is leadership. If you seek to lead, invest at least 50% of your time leading who?
Yourself.
Who are you gonna lead if you seek to lead?
Yourself.
Say, I must lead myself. Let's do it together on the count of three. One, two, three. I must lead myself. Now, your own purpose, ethics, principle, motivation, conduct. Invest at least 20% leading those with authority over you and 15% leading your peers. If you don't understand that you work for your mislabeled subordinate, then you know nothing of leadership. You know only tyranny. That is D. Hawk. Cultivate willpower. Let me tell you something. When somebody has been raped, abused, beat up, when someone is overweight, dealing with childhood issues, dealing with so many things, do you think it takes a lot of strength for that person to cultivate willpower? It took a lot from me to cultivate willpower. But I understood that without it, I was going to head to a place that I did not want to be. One of the things that I've always had is, no matter what, I've always had faith and I've always had my head on my shoulders. Which means I realized that I needed willpower every day for me to wake up and put one foot in front of the other. And I realized if I did not take action in my life, no one was coming to take action for me. I'm not looking for a prospect to save me. I'm not looking for my upline to save me. I'm not looking for relationship to save me. Because if you're waiting, you're going to be waiting for a long time. Next thing you know, you're retiring. Next thing you know, that legacy you wanted to leave, it's not there anymore. And I want to be honest with you.
No matter what your age is, right now, you can still make your dreams come true. Because a lot of us, we ride on so many different excuses. My age, my weight, my background, my this, my that. No, you can still make things happen. Willpower is the key to success. Successful people strive no matter what they feel by applying their will to overcome apathy, doubt, or fear. Reshape yourself to the power of your will. Now, here's what I want you to say. I am enough.
I am enough.
And also, look at your partner and say, you are enough. Do you realize that you are enough to go and talk to any prospects? You are enough to be the leader of your organization? We have learned so much this weekend that if we go back home, we apply it, we can lead our own army. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Do you want to lead your own army?
Yes.
Good leaders are passionate and compassionate. What energizes you? What makes you want to go prospecting? What keeps you going on a busy day? Even when you are exhausted, what is it about your work that makes you feel like it is worthwhile? How long do I have?